through books, by the help of Brihat Majamba. The bigger playing will be a bigger Majamba. Majamba, that class of instruments, is found in West now. Any type of this yantra.
Drum.
Drum.
Not same as madanga.
Not same.
Only since our guru day it went.
Madanga means built by art. Mrit means art. Mm-hmm. Anga.
Body.
Anga means limbs. Sprung from heart, Ardhan drum, Mridanga. Plain, simple.
This is Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Ha ha ha. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Any question?
What is the meaning of Chaitanya Sarasvat? You have given the name Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat.
Mat. The Chaitanya Mat. And the Saraswati, our Gurudev. From Chaitanya to Saraswati. The knowledge that has come from Chaitanya Deep up to Saraswati, Guru Maharaj. That length, the propaganda, within that length, we have to revere, accept and preach. Chaitanya Saraswata, from Chaitanya to Saraswati. As the angle of vision of our Guru Maharaj Saraswati, his angle of vision about Chaitanya Deep, how he has seen with his divine eyes. It is available here. We are concerned with that. From Chaitanya to Saraswati, our Guru Maharaj, the Guru Parampara, the whole covered, considered, cultured, and being preached or spread, Chaitanya Saraswati. Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Nuva Saraswati. Another meaning. So Saraswati means Vani, Vakko. Words, expressions of Chaitanya, Chaitanya Vani. Chaitanya Vani, the real preachings, instructions of Sri Chaitanya, his words. That may be the meaning here. Chaitanya Vani, or really from Chaitanya to Saraswati. The culture of Bhagavatam. As viewed by Sri Chaitanya Dev and his followers up to Saraswati. That is the object, the theme of our life, the purpose of our life. Our parichaya, our identification, nature, acquaintance is there. Who are we? We are so and so. They are our masters. We are the servant of that group. We want to revere them, to propagate them, to ask people to accept them. Our whole concern is there. Chaitanya Saraswata. Saraswata Chaitanya. Gauri Hari Gaud, Gauri Hari Gaud, Gauri Hari Gaud.
I have one question.
Saraswata Brahmins. There is a class of Brahmins. Saraswata. The Chaitanya Nuga Saraswata. There are Saraswata Brahmins in Maharashtra side. They say they are Gaud Brahmins, Saraswata Brahmins, Saraswata. So we are Saraswata, the particular class, particular Saraswata group that are under Chaitanya Dev. That Saraswata, that may be another. And in Manusamhita also it is mentioned, Saraswati Dishadvati, the Aryan civilization that came from up country. First it was between Saraswati and the Dishadvati, between two rivers. The Vyasadeva, they all belong to that quarter, that Madhurita Ashram. Ambarish Maharaj, he lived that site. It is mentioned, the Saraswati River, which is falling on the Ganges near Madhurikashram. Madhurikashram just on the bank of Saraswati. And Vyasadeva used to live, and the Narad came to give dictation about the principles of Bhagavatam. They are in Madhurikashram, just on the banks of Saraswati. And Vyasadeva also taught the principles of Bhagavatam to Shukdev in Badarikasam, that on the banks of Saraswati. Ambarish Maharaj used to leave that side. It is mentioned in Bhagavatam, hundreds of sacrifices was done by him on two banks of Saraswati River. That is a very ancient time. At that time, Himalaya is considered to be the latest mountain, highest, but very, not ancient, but very lately out. So, of all the mountains, Himalaya, though it is biggest, but it is the most young. So Himalaya was down, and Himalaya going up, and those places are becoming very cold, and people are coming down to have their inheritance in the plain. And the plain, that also with the rising of Himalaya, the Indian Indian territory was small, and with the rise of Himalaya, the plain is also rising from this sea. So extension. And that is too cold, so people are coming down to settle in the sea banks in this way. Ancient civilization was there, but that is up, people are coming down and coming this side. So the first speak of Aryan civilization, Vedic civilization, is to be located that side, that side. And gradually it is spreading itself in this world. Now, Saraswati, the banks of the Saraswati, that is the place where the Vedic culture began, and gradually that is being extended towards this side. This side. East Bengal and other things, after this Ganges, it is ancient, but above that, that is all sprung up from the sea. And on the south also something like that. So, Saraswata Brahmins, a particular group of Brahmins, that held up the Vedic culture. They are supposed to have their residence on the upper Himalaya now, and that is gradually coming this side. So Saraswata Brahmin, this is Chaitanya Saraswata, to difference from that, and modified by Chaitanya in the line of Bhagavatam. He has spread amongst all the acharyas, Chaitanya Dev preached about love divine. Clearly and in a developed way, scientific way, see, Chaitanya Dev only preached the fifth end of life, that Bhagavad prayer. The end of life to acquire love, affection, attraction for the, for God, for Godhead, for Krishna. Krishna is the Lord of love, and he is the innermost conception of Godhead. The highest conception of Godhead is in Krishna, and the jiva can have a relation with him, that of love, and that is the highest achievement of all souls ever known come to the world. So Chaitanya Saraswata, not other Saraswata, Chaitanya Anuga Saraswata, belonging to the school of Chaitanya. Saraswata that belongs to the school of Sri Chaitanya, Chaitanya Saraswata. Jai Gaur Gadadhar Adyaita Sivar Sankirtane Sangopange Pancha Parakar Jai Gaur Gadadhar Adyaita Sivar Sankirtane Sangopange Pancha Parakar Chaitanya Saraswata, Sri Chaitanya Saraswata, that are the followers of Sri Chaitanya Dev, Krishna Chaitanya Dev, believes in the consciousness of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. The believers in Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Saraswata and his instructions. Saraswata, whose transaction is with sounds. Saraswati means one, words. The word trader. The word trader, Saraswata. Whose business is with words, sounds. Sound means name, naam. Naam, shabda. Their business with divine sounds. Whose duty is the transaction of divine sound. And divine, what sort of divinity? Na Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna consciousness. Sound business. Krishna consciousness sound business. That is the outrage. They are engaged in that transaction of the divine sound of Krishna, Krishna called Krishna consciousness. ISKCON, I asked Swami Maharaj, you are so fond of name, but why have you given the name as ISKCON? ISKCON. Krishna consciousness, Krishna Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu's name. Krishna consciousness. A philosophical, ontological expression. But Krishna Chaitanya, consciousness means Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya is there. Chaitanya is there. Consciousness, Chaitanya, his name, Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya. You say he's gone, but the world say Hare Krishna movement. They have taken the idea of name a very intimately, Hare Krishna movement. The public has given the name Hare Krishna movement. The Hare Krishna automatically said, but Krishna consciousness, it is ontological expression to the light, to the philosophical minded. As Krishna Chaitanya, consciousness means Chaitanya. Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya. The name is there, personified. Hari Isakam. He answered, Isakam, Isavashyamidam Sarva. Isakam. He answered, he replied, that Isakam is there. I did not push further. Isha, some abstract conception of God, Master. That is Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya, full love, divine love. I stopped there. Go.
What name you think it would be appropriate then?
I did not think that Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness and Krishna Chaitanya, very near, close that, Krishna Chaitanya name. The other fellows, Ramakrishna Mission, they have given the name Ramakrishna Mission. Mission is English word, and Ramakrishna in India. Gaur-sundar, Gaur-hari. Nidai Gaur-hari-go, Nidai Gaur-hari-go.
Maharaj? Yes. Who are the descendants of the Aryans? There's different opinions. The Aryans have descended into this race and that race. Of course, it may be not a very spiritual question, but for historical reasons.
We do not know about the present historians, but in faith we find those that are followers of the Vedic culture. They are Aryans, Arya. Arjo, Aryans, Arjo. Arjo means venerable. Arjo Putta, Arjo Pradham, principal. Here is a custom. Here is a custom. That the wife address the husband by the name of Arjaputra. Arja Arjo means grand. The husband's father is called Katadava Prabhu.
Prabhupada.
The grandfather, as it is told, grand. In that sense, Arjo is used. Arjo. So Arjo means aliens, means Palham, who are the revered, who held the highest culture at that time. In the beginning of creation, who is supposed to hold the highest culture, commanded such reverence of all. That is Arjo. And under different circumstances, they had to go towards different direction. It may be. And of course it may be thought that they are somewhere near the Caspian Sea, Kushap is supposed to be the father of the gods. Then nearby came Manu, the Rishi. They are all, mostly, they are residing on that place, on the other side of Himalaya. Then gradually Himalaya rose up, and some sort of partition, some came this side, that side, in this way, might have been distributed. But that does not matter, we are not concerned much with the geography. We are concerned with the culture. The comparative study of all available cultures, we have to accept, we have to compare, and we have to receive the comparative study of cultural height. That is, we are wherever it be, does not matter. Wherever it be. So Dikha Guru and the Shiksha Guru, the same thing comes. Relative position and absolute position. And in this connection I sometimes quote the barrister Norton. Aurobindo was a very powerful writer, a good English and a very very powerful writer in English, very forceful. And when he absconded, where is he to trace? That not on one barrister, very strong common sense. He used to read different newspapers and seeing some article of, here is Mr. Ghosh. Here is Mr. Ghosh, by his articles he could pound. So we have to find like that. Where is Krishna? The Krishna conception of Godhead. See, Chaitanya, who has given out that Krishna conception of Godhead. Vyasadeva, who has given that Bhagavata, who has Krishna conception of Godhead. Devarshi Narad, who came to instruct Vyasadeva to spread Krishna consciousness of Godhead, without that everything is tasteless. Whatever you have delivered so long, that will be all tasteless and unnecessary if you, in the end, don't connect it with Krishna consciousness of Godhead. In this way, general Vedic Kancha, they could not reveal the meaning of Krishna consciousness properly. In Rasa, the Shruti, the Veda, personified, the higher Veda, Shruti, personified, they are admitting that we failed to express you, my Lord. The river so beautiful and so loving, we could not understand, we failed to distribute to the public your such higher conception. The Suti are confessing this, confessing. What we have so far, we have given to the public to understand that is somewhat Brahma, Paramatma class, that was predominating in our statement. But now we are charmed. There's so beauty within, so charming, so loving within. We fail to understand and we also fail to deliver. We would be forgiven for our failure. Reveal truth at large. The general revealed truth also failed. Then Bhagavata came. So the Srutivir Vimijnam, all the revealed truth, they are only trying to show the direction that this side. We do not know it wholly, but it must be somewhere this side. This is the general instruction of all the revealed truth in the world. It is very sweet, it must be very sweet, very useful. Very useful. Indispensable for us. Very high, all these things. But so loving and so charming and so beautiful as to attract us to the utmost, we even forget our own existence. So much charming. We could not understand. That is the confession of the general revealed truth of different types. That has been given in Bhagavata, in the Lord, very best. In Narada, Sukha, etc. And in the very root, the Krishna is there. You see, Chaitanya Dev, Krishna is Chaitanya Dev. He is at the root of the distribution of sweetness of so much high degree of the Lord. So we are surrendered to him. And he says that this should be spread the length and breadth of the infinite world. Prithiviti ase, that has been in different places, it is seen. Prithivi pojyanta jata nagaradika. Not only the towns and villages on the earth, but prithivi pojyanta, up to the villages and the towns of up to the earth. That is, all the planets are also concerned. Prithivi pojyanta. From somewhere else up to earth. Whatever there are villages, inhabitants, to be traced anywhere. Brahmanda tarite. Brahmanda means created by one Brahma. One Brahma. The space, time that is controlled by one of Brahma. So many Anda. Anda means eggs. So many eggs egg-like solid things are floating in the air, Brahmanda. So many planets are floating in the air, like so many eggs. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Lord, Hare Lord, Hare Lord, Hare Lord, Hare.
Satyananda Prabhu has some question.
Satyananda.
This year is 1982. There is prediction astrologically of many eclipses of the sun and moon. And also, sometime in the end of February or beginning of March, there is a prediction of planets to line up behind the sun. And some also planets are in retrograde. So this is a very inauspicious time, according to astrological understanding. So, and many natural disturbances will be there in the earth.
Yes.
So a devotee, for his service to Krishna, should he consider these things when preparing to go to a place? For example, I'm supposed to go to Japan to preach. So that place is known to have many earthquakes and many natural disturbances. So my question is, for my service, for myself, should these things be considered, should it be important to protect oneself so that one can serve Krishna nicely, or should one simply depend upon Krishna's mercy in every situation?
In 1927, perhaps, there was a big solar eclipse, and that the Kurukshetra Math was newly started. I was not coming there, and Prabhupada went there, and some spiritual exhibition was also arranged there. About the gopis and the Krishna, Dwaraka, Krishna meeting, how that was depicted. At that time I first heard from our Guru Maharaj that why, on account of solar lunar eclipse, especially solar eclipse, people come to a holy place and take bath collected by rocks and the crows. His explanation was, I remember, that at that time the planets come in a particular line, and there is possibility of, by increased attraction, they may come together and clash, and everything may be finished, pulverized by that clash. So, with this apprehension, to utilize their time as best as possible, they come to a holy place and to take bath, take the name of the Lord, all these things. They concentrate their spiritual activity, apprehending some danger. This evil, natural or accidental, not what will be the appropriate word. This natural
disaster.
Adi Daivik, something like the earthquake, the storm, these dangers, what is the suitable word for that?
Calamities.
Catastrophe.
Anyhow, as a universal apprehension of danger such.
Hecatomb.
To come to a particular place to release oneself when the last moment has come, perhaps it may be crushed. So I must utilize my time for the best. So they, according to their own religious instruction, some namaz, some prayer, church prayer, Hindus, and look at the Nam Sankirtan, all these things. So, when the general apprehension comes for the destruction, whether individual or collective, we should try our best to utilize the time with the high conception in divinity. And that is very good, very good. And also it is appreciable, as you say, where the apprehension of danger is acute, to run there for relief work. That is laudable. But how far that is to be, how far that intention is correct, that is to be judged. When I was in Madras, some leader came to me and preached about Ramakrishna Mission's activity. So you want to deliver the people, but they are dying, ill-fed and diseased. You don't go to help them. If they die, to whom you will preach? So relief work is necessary. Just give them food, give them medicine, keep them in health. Then, of course, you will give them the God inspiration. That is good. But if they die, to whom he will help in spiritual way? That was his point. I told him that there is a famine, want of food in the country. And I have got some food. And I am distributing that are flocking together around me. But someone is running away. Then what should I do? Should I distribute the food that are nearby to them? Or stopping that, I shall run after the man to catch him, to give some food to him? What should I do? I asked him. There are thousands of men crowded on my side. And should I go on distributing? Or stopping that, I shall go to run after him, to take him. So also, men are dying, but other men are ready. Other men are ready around me. And the important function of distributing the food, why should I live for the time being? I lose the time for running and leaving the distribution. Stopping the distribution, I shall run for the man. What is the necessity? So many around me walking together, thickly. I shall go on. So many living persons are going. Why I must be partial to them only? There are hundreds and thousands around me. So this policy will be more fruitful or not, that is to be judged. the so needy persons around me, should I save them, I shall run to another place for particular necessity of them. Of course, if there is men to attend here, then I can go. They are attended here. So many attendants to look after here. I may go to some other place. Where maybe. Otherwise, why should I lose time by running, by traveling? My business, my aim will be to engage myself always in that. And sometimes, not only distribution is the only work. Some are shown to distribute, some supplying, some cooking. So different functions are necessary to save the people. And the disaster, some acute or distributed, slow. Always disaster is always going on. Always going on. Not only including human beings, but so many insects, animals, others also. They also in need of receiving such vibration that come from the divine layer. When Mahaprabhu went through Jharkhand, even the lions, elephants, deers, they also got some benefit from his Naam Sankirtan. Naam Sankirtan should be done properly. I shall always emanate that divine energy. I shall try to invite and to distribute, mediator, to draw and to distribute. So we shall engage ourselves in the most intensified duty of serving of the mediator. That is the primary thing, main thing, that I may be deeply engaged, engaged. Engaged in drawing from upper layer and to emanate towards the environment. That sort of high ray or high wave, that is necessary. That is necessary. I saw today one important thing in radio, Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa talked that, what is this, Pongu, English?
Crippled.
That is crippled. Crippled, that are not well-grown, full-grown. That not only in the physical sense, but also mentally sense, there are more many crippled. They should be helped. The mentally crippled persons. The mentally crippled. So all the civilized persons are mentally crippled. So, physician, cure thyself. They are mentally crippled. So around me, so many, all. Only to remove that, I should try to hold myself as an agent. But according to my own adhikar, my stage, to be sincere to my own self, I shall do as much as possible from you. I shall do. It should be done above history and the geography. History and the geography. The general